experts from the Army and Navy are hoping to dispose of the 500-kilo wartime explosive at sea. Thousands of people have been told to leave their homes, among them Amy Gasson. Anxious time.
There are elderly people that are in the boat. People sort of scared for their property, really. Are we insured if anything was to happen?
A woman who filmed herself killing a cat before putting the animal in a blender has been found guilty of murdering a man 4 months later. Scarlett Blake, described as being fixated with violence, targeted Jorge Martin Correno as he returned home from a night out in Oxford in 2021. Alexei Navalny's mother says she's refused to give in to an ultimatum by Russian officials. Lyudmila Navalnaya has apparently been told to agree to a private funeral for the Putin critic shortly, or he'll be buried in the Siberian prison camp where he died. Our Moscow correspondent Diana Magne has more.
It is a horrific choice, and she has refused to negotiate with the investigators. She has filed a complaint with the investigative committee. She says that his body by law should have been handed over to her 2 days after the medical analysis was made.
The Kremlin's denied involvement in his death. Lawyers for Shamima Begum say they'll keep fighting. The 24-year-old who left East London in 2015 to join Islamic State has lost an appeal against the removal of her British citizenship. Grime artist Wiley has had his MBE removed for bringing the honour system into disrepute. The rapper was suspended from many social media platforms for anti-Semitic comments in 2020. He apologised. And actor John Sutherland has died aged 86. He played butcher Fred Elliott in the street. That's the best. I'm Tessa Silver.
Thanks, Faye.
Phoenix FM.
Drive. Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories.
We'll turn largely dry. A variable cloud and lengthy cool spells throughout the night. It will be a cold one with light winds, overnight lows of -1. Now looking over to Saturday, the sunshine to start with, but it will quickly cloud over with spells of showery rain in the afternoon. These may be heavy with a chance of hail. It's going to be a breezy one with highs of 9, and Sunday will be around the same with highs of 8.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your
drive on Phoenix FM. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
Hey!
Bronski beat. Hit that perfect beat. Yes, that was when all had changed at Bronski Beat. And I think this was the first single, I think, for the lead singer, vocalist, John Foster. Oh, my goodness, that's going back. What year was that? It was about 85, 86, I think. Right, coming up next, we've got Miley Cyrus with Jaded. We have still got our guest coming up soon. Yes, Steve Linton talking about Brentwood Football Club. Top 3G projects, and he's got an event coming up as well. We'll be finding all out about that soon.
Too long, know it was wrong, but never said I'm sorry. Now I've had time to think it over. Well, my shoulder and the bone's too big to bury.
I do love that song. I get carried away, you see, and then I forget I need to speak sometimes as well. Right, we've got in the studio. We'll be speaking to them. Yes, we've got two people in today. We've also got Sophia in the studio as well, going to be talking a bit about Brentwood Football Club and why we should be going there to support our local clubs. All that's coming up soon. But, you know, I do a few open mics and that now as well. I used to sing properly back in the day. Well, I tell you what, I would not go up and use the mic after The Cure's lead singer, Robert Smith, because he said, I always smudge my lipstick when nudging the microphone with my lips. So, yeah, that'd never happen.
I don't
so. That was The Cure, Friday I'm In Love. Now, we've got the ads coming up in a second, but we do have our guests in. Yes, we've got Steve Linton and we've got Sophia. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Brilliant stuff. How are you doing? All right, you two?
Yeah, good.
Good, good, good. Yes, you've got your water and you've got a famous fizzy pop, let's just say, as well there as well. Right, so yeah, we're going to have a bit of fun. So I want to find out from you a little bit, Sophia, why we should be going. Might not ask you yet, but why we should be going along to see Brentwood Football Club, your dad's club, right? Yeah, great stuff. And Steve, we'll be catching up with you in a second, won't we, about the 3G group and everything else you've got going on, really.
Yeah, certainly will do. Yeah, look forward to it, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Right, we've got the adverts coming up first. See you in a second, guys.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, and Steve Linton and his daughter, Sophia. Hello again.
Hello.
Good stuff.
Hiya.
I know. Steve, where did that month go?
I know. I really thought of that earlier on, and it's just unbelievable where it just goes so quickly. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So, Steve, you're part of the 3G project, essentially from Brentwood Town Football Club, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. For anyone who didn't listen a few weeks ago, a project that we started off last summer, and the main aim over the 12-month period is to raise money and funds to have a three-generation football pitch over at the football club. Ultimately, to benefit the whole community, really, just not the football club, but different organisations in the local area, schools, youth clubs, a wealth of opportunity. So that's what we set out to do, yeah. So it's all going well.
It's amazing. It's going to be a huge help because it's about changing the pitch as well. So actually, had Keith Woodcock actually in earlier in the week as well, having a bit of banter with old Keith as well. Actually, I called him Steve because I was talking about you just before, so I kept calling him Steve. That's terrible, wasn't it? Anyway, so yeah, and he was talking about like having wheelchair rugby and that and stuff like that. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's a wealth of opportunity, and the biggest thing that you can do with that is you can plan. And as goes to prove, I mean, you know, tomorrow we've got a home match tomorrow at the moment. Is it going to be on? Is it not? And I think that people just don't realise it's not a matter of just taking money at the turnstile and having a bit of tea and coffee available for people. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes there. And people are hanging around waiting to find out whether the game's going to be on or not. So once this three-generation pitch comes along, there can be a lot more planning, and we can get some more people involved, and we know that our efforts are going to come to fruition.
Yeah, and the fans, I know then as well that it'd be a lot less likely for one of the matches to be postponed. It is really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. People want to plan and they want to know what they want to do. I mean, you know, one good thing about non-league is the fact that you can sometimes just attend at a bit of a whim at the last minute, so that's good. But, it's also letting people know through social media that if it is off, making sure people don't have wasted visits. So and letting people know as soon as possible. But lucky enough, The match tomorrow, we have a local side that's just from up the road. We're playing Bells and Pitsy, so at least they don't have so far to come. So we will we'll leave it. I think we've got a pitch inspection due between about 10 and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we can then let people know from there.
Yeah, because you're all fighting for it, really. Sitting on fifth, aren't they? And Bowers and 2 points ahead and two positions ahead of you in a moment as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they had a win during the week, which then took them a little bit away from us. We've got a game or two in hand over them, so it's actually a big match tomorrow. Mm. 6 points, I think people once referred it to. So it is that, and I think it's just that bit of a psychological advantage and also just a bit of confidence that gets built into the squad.
Yeah, totally. So, Sophie, do you go along as well?
Yeah, I normally go with my dad.
All right, yeah. How long have you been going then?
I've probably been going for about 2 years now, is it?
Oh, is there many other sort of people your age going along as well?
Not a lot of people my age. There's a few people a bit younger than me that are in, like, the small youth team. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay, so if there's anybody around your age, or if you're telling people at school, and say, why don't you come along to football? Why would you ask them to come along? What is the draw for you to actually go along with your dad?
Well, it's a nice, like, family atmosphere that you can have. It's just really nice for people to go along and just have a bit of fun. And the fans are amazing, all like chanting and singing. So, yeah, it's great.
Do you chant and sing as well?
Yes. The fans make a lot of songs.
Oh, is there really?
About the players and everybody.
What's your favourite one?
I'm not sure. There's
loads. There's loads. Is there really one for every player?
I'm
pretty
much,
yeah. Oh, I love it. I love you.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. They also do a 50-50 draw, which is good as well.
Oh, okay.
You go and pay for it, and you can win the money that's raised.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Yeah. So it's all good fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So you do all that as well. Lovely. Yeah. Do you go to your dad with any of the other matches as well? Do you go to any away matches?
Yeah. We went to an away match the other time, the other day, which was good.
Yeah. Was that? Yeah. It's different, isn't it, from being at home, though? Still, do you sing louder then when you're at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, right? That's how I lost my voice. Have you lost your voice yet on that?
Not yet.
Oh, you will soon, I'm sure. Especially towards the end of the season, but it's coming close, yeah?
I can't believe that she's actually said about all the really good things that she likes about going and hasn't mentioned about the burgers and the food.
There you
go. The food is great.
Is it? There you go. Well, listen, Steve, as well, like with the 3G project, what's been happening with that recently? What's the updates have we got?
Yeah, had a good chat with the chairman, Jez, on a few occasions just over the last week or so. It's really good. Things are on track. There's lots of things in the background that's bubbling up, and so we just need to make sure that we're piecing it all together. Everything's going to come along at the right time. We've got the support of the fans and the sponsors as well. So we've still got money coming in from them, which is really, really good. Mm. So at the moment, the news is all on track. We're all ready for May the 7th. So let's bring it on. Yep.
Yeah, soon beer as well, won't it? So
it will do. Yeah, it will do. And it's just mornings and days and afternoons like this that I look out and I just think, please, May the 7th, please come as quick as you can.
Yeah. Well, like I say, this month has already flown by, to be fair. And you've got another event to keep yourself busy as well, haven't you, there?
Yeah, so one of the other things that we're kicking off this week is, like I've said when I've been on before, we want to really help the community and get people involved as well. So one of the things that we're doing is we've reached out to a couple of organisations that work with us. One of them is called Let's Get Out, and the other one is called Lennox Children's Cancer Fund. And for them, what we're going to do, we're running an Easter egg campaign where we're going to be asking supporters, sponsors, anybody, members from the general public, people listening now, can come along, donate an Easter egg or two. It can be as big or as small as you want. That's not the issue. The issue is just to make that bit of a dedication and give us something. Mm. And basically, the week leading up to Easter, we will then go out to the couple of organisations, and we're going to deliver them to those organisations. The first one, Let's Get Out. It's an outdoor kids club. that's teaching forestry and bushcraft skills to 11 to 16 year olds. And all of this is leading to Duke of Edinburgh Wolf thing. So there's some really good youth people that are going to benefit from that. You know, they've done a lot of research into it. Outdoor work and outdoor activity certainly helps to stimulate and to help to bring on youngsters as well. Certainly some youngsters dealing a little bit maybe with like physical and mental problems, and that the outdoors really helps them.
Yeah.
So they do some great stuff. Let's Get Out. Anyone wants to look it up, www.letsgetout.co.uk. So that's the first organisation, and the other one really needs no explanation at all. It's the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund that helps families of children with cancer.
Okay, and how can people sort of bring the eggs to you and stuff like that? What can they do?
Yeah, so the first initial thing, it's going to be announcements. People are going to start getting inundated, I think, with just announcements of what we're going to do and ideas of how they can bring Easter eggs down. But predominantly, it's going to be home games. They can come down to bring Easter eggs down. We've got a game tomorrow, as I say. Hopefully, it beats the weather. And then we've got another couple of games in March, and the very last match that we really want is the next time I'm on air, which is Friday, I think the 22nd of March. We have a home match on that Friday. And at any time anyone wants to come down and bring Easter eggs during that time, that'd be great. But we will also make another couple of windows available, maybe on a Tuesday night when the guys do training here. So even if someone just wants to come down, they don't want to come to the match, it's not a problem at all. So we're going to make that facility open as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And that will be on the website as well, will it, Steve, soon?
It will be, yeah. It'll be on the website, I'd say, certainly within 4 to 5 days. It'll be on the website. It will be on all social media channels, yep.
Great stuff. And the game tomorrow. So when will we find out if it's on or not as well?
Yeah, pitch inspection is due between 10 and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. So why have we got to come down, Soph?
Mainly for the food.
There you go. Well done. All right. Listen, Sophie, is there anything else you'd like to say, Steve, before we go? Anything else going on?
No, but listen, lots of stuff going on, trust me, but but you're off air at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You'd still be going 6 o'clock tomorrow, wouldn't you, really?
No, there's you know, it's all good. It's, you know, you walk through that football club and you just see smiles on people's faces. You know, it's exciting times. The supporters club now, they're building. So when we went to Heybridge on Saturday and Sophia come with me there, must have had a good 25% of the attendance at Heybridge was Brentwood Town fans, which was great. In a couple of weeks' time, we've got a big away match at Felixstowe. I know we've got a couple of small coaches, minibuses that's going up for that one. So it's really gathering momentum. We're welcome for more people to get involved and come with us. Any volunteers would be great. Please let me know, by the way. And yeah, it's just a great journey, and I think it'd be good if people are 50-50. Shall I come? Never been before. Please give it a go. Come along. Mention Steve on the gate. I'd love to come over and say hello, introduce myself, and please, you know, jump on this little journey we've got.
Yeah, it's a really good ride at the moment as well, where you're sitting at the moment. You still don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be to the wire, do you reckon? How are you feeling about it, really? Go on, Steve. Go on. I won't tell anyone.
No. Listen, I think anyone who follows Brentwood, our away form is fantastic. It's by far the best in the league. We played 13 games and won 11. It's great. Mm. Home form, we need to just get that back on track a little bit. So we've got a couple of our away games, so the tough away games we've got to go, which actually in a way you'd say that's an advantage. It's going to go to the wire. We are going to be having a couple of big games over the next few weeks. We've got Bowers coming up. We've got Felixstowe away. So we've got a couple of big games there against our rivals. We've got Maldon that's just breathing down our necks. That's the team that we have on that Friday. So that's an Essex derby. So please come along on a Friday night, a bit different, 7:45 kickoff.
Lovely.
It's going to go to the wire, that's for sure, yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Oh, yep. I feel anxious, and I'll have to come along to at least a couple of matches before the end of the season. Sophia, anything else you want to add? Or?
No, not really, that's it.
Just come along, support the Blues?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, great stuff. Sophia, Steve, thanks so much. And Steve, I'll be seeing you next week, all right? Not next week, I'll be seeing you next month, I should say. It will feel like next week, to be fair. Thanks so much for coming in again. Right, up next we've got Katie for Kings, and then I'll be updating you with the travel.
FM travel news.
Right, with M25 clockwise, there's still slow traffic between Junction 27, the M11, and Junction 28, Brook Street roundabout. M25 clockwise, I should say, also there's slow traffic between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Now, the accident at Junction 29, the traffic is really slow approaching the junction anti-clockwise on the M25 also, and London-bound A127, and the surrounding areas, including Lakeside as well. If you're heading that way, be a little bit prepared to sit in a bit of traffic. Now, A12 London-bound slow traffic between Junction 27 and Junction 26. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshall and Marks Tey Interchange. Here in Brentwood, there's slow-moving traffic on the Ongar Road, and Army and Navy roundabout still slow on all approaches to the roundabout in Chelmsford. The rail is looking good for us again today on Friday, which is great news, so let's head over to the Tube for you. Now, there is minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to cancellations. Minor delays on the Central line due to a shortage of trains. I need that line a little bit tonight. There's trains not stopping on the Metropolitan line, southbound that is, and Northwick Park and Preston Road. Underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town and will be for the next few months. Severe delays on the Piccadilly line. That's between Acton Town and Uxbridge, and minor delays between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport. And that is it from the updates from me, not just today, but for this week. Now, our Shake It Off session is one. We're going back to the 70s, basically. It is Odyssey. That's going to come up anytime. So anytime you hear this, we do exactly what Taylor says. But now, bit of Britpop of its finest. Oi, Part Life.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what's known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Though Steve has just left, he did ask for Joe Jackson. It's Different for Girls.
I can't believe it.
Well, it is Friday. Come on, let's shake it off. For a Friday night. Are you going out? If you are, let me know how you get on Monday. Yeah. I'm going out a little bit later, actually. Yes, Well, go on that tube, the dreaded central line. It's still looking really dodgy at the moment if you're heading out there. Right, OK. Now, in a second, we've got the adverts and we are going to have two absolute classic 80s. If you was out and about in the 80s, you will love these songs coming up now. But first of all, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. I'll be playing this out right at the end of the show.
Guess the Intro.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call 01268-458.
At JW Heat, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning at a reasonable price, with finance available to our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Maialina Modern Lebanese, nestled on the thinner ripple of the coast, and covered in a magic white hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you're finding property and are looking for an excellent arrangement? Whatever the legal service, business and everything in between, Pinney Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinneytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hello, this is Andy Ralph from Erasure. You're listening to Phoenix FM.
little bit of madness as well, because, well, not literally madness, the band, but we've actually got Steve Linton that's still in. And, you know, he's a little bit late today, naughty him, and so he's hanging around the studio a little bit longer and bumped into an old neighbour of him who happens to be up next. Yes, our own Bliss Disciple, as he calls himself now, Daniel Gregory. And course he's going to be taking over from me 6 p.m. I can't believe it. I'm in shock. They must be in shock as well. So obviously after 6 p.m. Daniel's going to be taking over from me. Then we've got Paul Golder with the Resurrection Show, and he's going to be chatting, I should say, to Andrea and Paul from the Welsh band, and John Peel favourites Melis. That is going to be amazing. That's 8 p.m. tonight. 10 p.m. we've got the Golden Years with Andy Gilson as well. I'm going to leave you with Blinding Lights, and I'm going to leave you with Elton John, Are You Ready for Love? Because that was your guest, the intro for today. Thanks for all your suggestions. Thanks to all my guests today as well, including Steve and obviously Sophia Linton, and of course earlier Emma Marnes. And I'm going to leave you with Weekend Blinding Lights. Have a brilliant one, no matter what you're doing. Have a great one. Bye.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around. Since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. Oh, cause I can see the sun light up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby.
Let it be me.